Hello, users of Reddit. I found a Halloween AMA that was made by Ruthie Wren, and it caught my eye. You know, Halloween is my favorite, and it seemed like fun. Plus, I had time. And you know, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, it's fun to do an audio that's not so sexy. So, if that is what you're looking for, I suggest that you move along, because, well, that's not what this is, and I apologize for that, but in the near future, I will be posting one of those again. How do you start one of these anyway? I don't know what to say clearly because I'm just rambling. So, let's get down to it. Question one: would you spend a full night inside of a haunted house if someone paid you? It really depends on location. I am all about location. So, if it's like this big castle, with no one in it, or an asylum, once again, with no one in it, and on an island, or whatever have you, no. I would politely decline the invitation. And, however, if it was a hotel that happened to be haunted, that people actually stayed at, and I just had to stay in a room, I wouldn't mind it so much. I could do it. Of course, it doesn't say anything about being alone, so maybe? I don't know. The bottom line is, if I were alone, the answer is no. If it was with... I guess I would stay in a room by myself, but if it were with a bunch of people around, I wouldn't mind it so much, it wouldn't bother me. And as far as payment goes, I can't be purchased. It wouldn't be a payment thing. Once again, I would have already been going to a place and staying at a hotel that just happened to be haunted. So the amount of payment really doesn't apply here. In New Orleans, they have some homes with them signs that say haunted, not haunted. And if I found a home there, especially in the French Quarter, that I happen to like, the amount of haunted would not matter to me. It would not deter me from purchasing a home. Okay, question two. Have you ever seen a fresh corpse? Yes, I have. And I don't care to elaborate. So, number three. Does the sight of blood make you squeamish? No, not at all, actually. So, one of my favorite things to do is get my blood drawn. I actually find it sexy, sensual. What word am I looking for? So, intimate. For me, it's very intimate, and it's funny because I'm not into blood play. No offense if you are, but that is not what I do. I'm not into needles. My kinks are not surrounded by that sort of thing. And so, I like the intimacy of it. I can't think of very many instances in just a normal everyday life where people do their job so. That wouldn't be like, that's not a surgeon or anything. I'm just thinking run of the mill. That It's just, it's very cautious, very careful. People seem to be, at least the people that I have encountered, seem to be very kind. It's a quick kind of one and done thing. It's something, I'm sure if I had to do it all the time, I wouldn't like it. But doing it every so often, I don't mind. I actually sometimes look forward to it. Question 4. What is the scariest Halloween costume you have ever worn? So, interestingly enough, I have never worn a scary costume. I do a lot of body painting, and so I paint a lot of people. I've done a lot of scary things in that sense, but me personally, I have, it's not something that I have done. Lots of sexy costumes in my day. Usually nowadays I go for the more creative. I like to take classic characters and kind of put my own spin on them. So this year I'm going to be Beetlejuice, but I am a modern day female version of Beetlejuice in that, unfortunately no sexy attire with that. Once again, I am not complaining. I am all about females looking their best, but for me personally, I just, Halloween's fun. You're just supposed to enjoy it and be crazy, and I take full advantage of that. Question 5. What are you superstitious about? Absolutely nothing. I don't believe in such things. And I'm sorry to disappoint you, but honestly, there's no issues with black cats or walking under ladders or none of that. Broken mirrors, the salt, it just, that does not bother me in the slightest bit. So I'm sorry to disappoint, but no superstitions here. Number 6. Would you rather get bitten by a vampire, a werewolf, or a zombie? I think that the easy answer is a vampire. I mean, the other two don't really, you don't benefit a lot from them biting you. Vampires, number one, tend to be quite sexy, and number two, you then could turn into a vampire if we're going old school with it. Yeah, I mean, zombies are very clumsy. They just walk around and ask for brains, and that's not fun. And honestly, werewolves are just hairy. And I would definitely say a vampire. Number 7. Are you convinced that ghosts exist? Okay, so this is interesting because of question, because of the way I answered question number 5. So, here's the thing. I don't think that they exist, no. However, I want them to. It's, a part of me kind of finds it comforting that they would or that they do. However, I have never had any kind of ghostly experience, I guess, in my life for that sort of thing. Long story short, no. No, I don't. But I want to. And I want them to. And I would love if somebody could prove me wrong. That would be great. Just not in a creepy way. Number 8. Do you look forward to Friday the 13th or dread it? For me, it's just a day. I mean, I guess the folklore around it is fun, and I could see the draw to it, but the same goes, once again, for the previous questions. I just do not believe in superstitions. So for me, Friday the 13th is a day. Now, The question should be, do you look forward to going to Camp Crystal Lake? Because if that's the case, the answer is yes. I would love to go to camp. Okay, number 9. What is your favorite part of Halloween? Am I allowed to say all of it? I would pick all of it. It's by far my favorite holiday. Second would be Valentine's Day, interestingly enough. But Halloween is just fun. There's a lot of expectations that go into other holidays, like other main holidays, not Arbor Day, but main holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving. There's a lot of expectations, pressure, a lot of just unnecessary things that we do to ourselves for these holidays. And Halloween is great in the sense that not only is it fun, but if you don't want to participate, you simply don't have to. There's no obligation there to join in said fun, although I hope you do. There's no obligation. I mean, you get to dress up. I like the atmosphere of this time of year. This whole mischievous, electric, this underlining current that kind of goes in with all parts of Halloween that you don't get. And just the all of it. I love all of it. Number 10. What house would you like to be in on Hogwarts? Well, that's easy. Slytherin. All the way. I will always be Slytherin. I have the whole getup. I've got the skirt, the stockings, the scarf, the cape. I wouldn't say that I'm a diehard Harry Potter fan, because I'm not. There are people who are much, 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 much more into the books and stuff than I ever was. But I do like it. And I will always be in the House of Slytherin. Number 11. Do you like to trick-or-treat, or do you prefer to pass out the candy? Well, I'm much too old to trick-or-treat, I feel. Maybe. I think it would be peculiar for me to knock on somebody's door and ask for candy. Although I've heard that in other places, as adults, you can knock on somebody's door and they will give you a shot of liquor, a glass of wine, and I'm all about that, although I'm not quite sure. I don't know how many homes I could make it to if that were the case, but I've heard that's a thing. I like passing out candy. I think it's fun to see other people's costumes and things. I was on Reddit, and I saw that this group of males had a costume where they carried around a door with them, and then they dressed up as old ladies, and they had people knock on said door, and then they would open it and compliment people's costumes and kind of fawn over them, and then they would then give the person a candy. And I thought that was hilarious. In fact, I'm quite envious of that costume. I wish that I was creative enough to think of that. Number 12. Do you prefer gore or thrillers? I prefer thrillers. Absolutely thrillers. I think that I see enough gore. Well, I don't personally see. But I think that there is enough gore just easily by turning on your news station, just knowing about world events, that I don't find a need to see it on the TV screen. I like thrillers. Mind games are always fun. I think I would definitely go with thrillers. Number 13. Do you get scared easily? No. No, I don't. And a part of me wishes that I did. I love Halloween. I love haunted houses and things, but I don't think I get the thrill out of them. There's no thinking, I just don't. I don't get the thrill out of them like I do other things. And I think that a part of that is if I did spook, if I did get I can't talk. If I did get scared, I would probably get more enjoyment out of that. I don't know. I just scary movies. So I'm bouncing around. I'm pretty dark anyway. I have a very dark sense of humor. I have always been that way. And so for me, scary movies and Halloween and oddities and all sorts of fun, that it's not scary to me. I feel like we have enough villains in real life not to be scared of carnival games. Yes. But yes, no. Clowns. I actually like clowns. Yeah, no, I don't get scared. I find that stuff fun. To me, it's just fun. It's not scary. Number 14. If you could only wear one Halloween costume for the rest of your life, what would it be? So, I have a Red Riding Hood costume somewhere tucked away in the back of my closet. And I would honestly probably be that. And the reason is because I like to change it up. So, although it may be the same costume, it doesn't have to quite be the same every single year. Okay, for instance, last year, I was Red Riding Hood, but I was Red Riding Hood who got attacked by a wolf and then was transforming into a wolf. So, although I had the Red Riding costume, I also had the ears. My face was painted very wolf-like with the contacts, the whole shebang. I had the scratch marks and things on my neck. And honestly, you could change it up. You could be Grandma as Red Riding Hood. You could just be the wolf as Red Riding Hood. You could be sexy Red Riding Hood. You could just be classic Red Riding Hood. But bottom line is, I would be Red Riding Hood. 15. If you could have a spooky Halloween pet, black cat, owl, bat, rat, wolf, what would you pick? Well, I already have a wolf. He's not really a wolf, but he's close enough, so I would go with owl. I like birds. I have a thing for that, and I just think they're fun. I don't know if I'd necessarily want it living in my home, but it could come visit anytime. 16. Favorite horror or Halloween themed song? Well, that's easy. The remix of Spooky Scary Skeletons. I have listened to that more than once this year. I listened to it quite a bit, embarrassingly enough. 17. My favorite horror monster or villain? So, I don't really have a favorite. I tend to find myself identifying with some of these people. I think the easiest is Hannibal Lecter. I don't go around eating people. I have no desire to do that, so I guess not in that sense, but I mean, at the end of the day, I truly do feel like he was trying to do something good. And so, I've always rooted kind of for the villains and monsters, and it's always been that way. I always wanted the coyote to get the Roadrunner, so I like them all. And I think the older I get, the more I find myself identifying more and more with them. I don't know what that says of me. Probably something not good. Number 18. Which urban legend scares you the most? I'm gonna go back and say that, just like the other questions, I do not believe in such things. Once again, no superstitions, no urban legends. It's certainly, even if they were real, it wouldn't scare me. I like the stories, but I'm rambling. Number 19. Autumn bonfire, classic mystery dinner, or a fun costume dance party? Can I say all? Because all sounds amazing. So autumn bonfire. First off, I live in a place where we do not have fall. And that's unfortunate. I take that back. I mean, technically we have fall, but we do not have the weather for fall until close to the end of November. So I am extremely envious of all of you who get to do the apple picking and the hiking and everything else that kind of goes with fall that we do not have here in the South, because as Southerners, don't get to have a lot of fall activities. I mean, it's still, I had my windows rolled down today because it was 85 degrees and I was ecstatic. Classic mystery dinner I've always wanted to do. I have yet to, so if you do decide to go, please let me know. I would like to attend. Fun costume dance party, absolutely. So, the Museum of Science. I live in a big city. And our Museum of Science holds this huge Halloween party. It's massive. And every year I attend. And so that is right there with fun costume dance party, because I will be in costume. And I fully intend on dancing. I love to dance. So, oh, it's going to be good times. Debauchery will ensue. And then number 20. What scares you the most? Puppies. Puppies scare me the most. Kittens, puppies, teddy bears. Let's see, what else? So, the bottom line is, I'm not going to sit here and post all of my fears for the very few Redditors that will listen to this. However, if you just wanted to try and scare me with a bunch of puppies or baby kittens, I guess that's just a kitten, baby cats, or teddy bears, stuffed animals, by all means, please, who am I to stop you? Thank you for letting me ramble on. I don't know how to end this, so I guess I'll just end it.